Thank you to all the sponsors, Simchas and Yahrzeit. You should be able to have a year that's filled with Simchas, Nachas, and Bracha. Om Dosa Yorgleina B'Sharayach Yerushalayim. So here we are again. It's probably the 29th or 30th time, probably the 29th time that I've started Slichas with those words. Entering into the gate of Yerushalayim. The Svarim tell us that this time that we're in corresponds in physical space to the Shaarei Yerushalayim. Our brothers and sisters, the Svarad Shecheva, started saying Slichas already a while ago from Rosh Chodesh. There's a niggun that was sent to me. I'm sure that many of you heard it by some sweet-looking Jew by the name of Shmuel. And I can't stop listening to this, except Shabbos. I can't stop listening to this and thinking about the words from the Slichas of Ben Adam, Malachan Nirdam, Kum Kra Betachanunim. Ben Adam, Malachan Nirdam. How long are we going to sleep? Kum Kra. The time has come to get up and Kra Betachanunim, to call out. But it's very, very hard. And we say these words and we mean them. That we're, many of us feel no more wealthier in mitzvahs and masim tovim, in learning and in davening than when we began slichas last year. And therefore, the feeling is Ech niftach per lefanech adar mesuchim. How can we open our mouths before the one who dwells above the shneidar mesuchim? Be'elu panim nishpach sichem. Be'elu panim nishpach sichem. The time has come for us to pour our hearts out. To speak to you, Rabbi Shalom, in a very sincere and real way. But Be'ilopan and Nishbaich Sichim, how can we face you? How can we look at you? How can we enter into the Shaarei Yerushalayim? We need to find a way to get in to the Dar Mesuchim. Sof kol sof, I feel, and I'm sure that many of you feel also, very disappointed in myself. I know that last year, this time of the year, the Yom Neroim, I know that I had many, many dreams, I had many plans of things that I wanted to accomplish in Avodas Hashem. Even words that I wanted to say to the children, to grandchildren, and to spend time and to, with them and with Rabbi Shalom in a better way. And there are many promises that I didn't keep. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one who feels this way and is thinking about that. And despite all of the shortcomings and failures and unkept resolutions and promises, the Baruch Shalom has been kind. And Nosn Lilachem Lachol Beged Lilbosh. We're grateful not only do we have bread to eat and clothing to wear, but for the most part, again, there are many people who are suffering, but for the most part, we have more than bread to eat and more than regular clothing to wear. We're able to live in a way that our parents, our grandparents never ever imagined. So it seems the year isn't over, but it seems that we were matzliach somehow. We don't know why, but somehow we were written, we were nechtovim v'nechtamim, we were written and sealed for this past year. We should all be healthy and well, Sunder and Swansea. That we were written and sealed for this past year to live again in Hashem Yisbarach's world. It means that He has kivyoch a need for us to be here, kivyoch. And there's a purpose for our being here, each one who's sitting here, and every one of us in the world. And what I'm going to say now sounds a little bit chutzpahdik. But we see that the tzaddikim taught us a way to daven and to be mo'ir rachmei Hashem. So with the greatest fear and humility, on behalf of all of us, there's also, Rabbeinu Shlomo, been a great feeling of pain and disappointment and things that we were hoping for, that we davened for very, very hard. I myself and many of you davened for particular relatives, friends, to survive that sickness, to be able to be here together with us, and they didn't. Davening many hours and in many places and all kinds of mekayim kedoshim for the children to be able to prosper, to be happy, to see them being matzliach and gashmias and ruchnias in their marriages and their lives, and again with the greatest fear and humility that there's a tremendous amount of tefillahs that were not answered. Things that we daven for ourselves, for others, that were not answered in any way that we could understand. There's so many broken lives and broken homes, broken marriages. There's a mashpia, maybe it's a Rosh Hashiva, I'm not sure, in Eretz Yisrael. And I've read a few of his writings, and I find that he has a lot to say. His name is Reb Ayal Vered. I don't know if you heard of him. I've never met him. But over the past few years, here and there, some chevra sent me some things, and I've read a few of his writings. And a few years ago, he wrote this before Rosh Hashanah. I'll read the first half now. It takes a minute. It's called Srutim. Srutim, Sin, Resh, Vav, Tes, Yud, and the Mem. Srutim means scarred. Scarred. Wounded. Listen carefully. I'll read it in Ivrit because he was probably thinking that way when he wrote it. So, as ba'od kamer regaim namlich otcha Abba. In a few minutes, we're going to coronate the king. Verak ata yodea efo hayinu kol hashana. You only, you, Rabbeinu Shlomo, you know. Each one of us, where we were every moment of this past year. Not just physically where we were, but where were our minds, where were our hearts. Kama shachachnu. How much we have forgotten. Ta'inu, how many mistakes we've made. Ta'inu, the tough. How lost we've been. Histovavnu, kamo pur par, we've been dragging around like butterflies fluttering through another year, like a moth, a butterfly. Amanu milim. Over the year, we said many, many words in davening, mishpatim, many sentences. The way it's written in the Svarim, the Sidurim, we've said many, many, many thousands of words over the years. Who of us could say that there weren't thousands and tens of thousands of words that we said this year without a heart? In davening and in learning without thinking of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The heart is missing. And now we come to you again, wounded, scarred. Gam me'achzavot, as I said a moment ago. We're scarred also with our own disappointments. Mitfilot shlo ne'enu, tefillas that weren't answered. I remember I once spoke to a survivor in Queens. He's not here anymore for many years, but I remember he wasn't any more observant. And I remember we were talking in learning. He asked me, I met him, we were talking outside of a store on Main Street, you know where that is in Queens. And I don't know how we got into a conversation. He wanted to know who I was, where my parents were from. And he wanted to talk. He asked me what Masechta I was learning, what Gemara was learning. I told him what Gemara was learning. Then he was completely conversant in this Gemara without a yarmulke. He wanted to talk about the Gemara. I felt very uncomfortable. But he wanted to talk about the Gemara, and he knew it. And then he needed to tell me the name of the concentration camp that he was in. And he showed me the numbers on his arm. And then he said, I once sat and learned like you learn. Much better probably than you learn. But I can't anymore. I can't, after I was screaming and crying when I saw planes flying over and begging them to drop a bomb or something, to just get us out of here. I can't daven anymore. I can't learn anymore. And he walked away. I don't know his name. Tefillas that were not answered. Hashem, there were things that we asked you for and you made a decision. Lolamale. Not to fill them again in the way that we understand, that we're asking. Bikoshim v'nefilas. We're scarred. Difficulties, failures. Mimkoy mishiratzino b'hem kolkach. There were things that we wanted so badly to accomplish, and we really, really tried. We tried hard. We tried so hard to be better until there was blood that was coming out. Blood was flowing. But you chose to tell us, no, you're not going to be able to do this. Uke'ev ha'tshuva, and the pain of your answer, the pain of your answer, of your refusal, sarev amok kol kach, it stings so deeply. Shinotanu v'yadenu reikot, that we're here and our hands are empty. Ve'inenu dom'ot, and our eyes are filled with tears. Ve'gam atzmenu hutachzavnu, but Rabbi Shlomo, not only, again, kivyochol, disappointed in you. We're disappointed in ourselves. From all the places we should have been and we weren't. We didn't live you. We didn't live you, Rabbanu Shlolem, the way you wanted us to live with you. Kamoshet Sivita, the way you were mitzavahs. Mehaftachot shehiftachnu, from the promises that we made to you. Vitnadafnu, and they just disappeared. Mipamayim beyom shamanu lachav yahavta. From the two times every day where you said the words v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Avla ahava, avla ahava, oy ahava, hayim kach nira sipur ahava. We say these words every day twice, v'ahavta. But is this love, is this a love story between us and you? Have we shown you that love? Have we ourselves felt that love? Ha'im ohev yachol lishkoach et ahuvo. Is it possible that when you really love someone, when you really, really love someone, can you ever forget the one that you love? Kamo sheshachachnu otcha. The way that we have forgotten you. So oy ahava. We'll read the second chelik in a few minutes. There are a few days left. Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be singing, saying the piyut v'chol ma'amina. Every single one of us is a ma'amin, all ma'aminim, and we're going to say v'chol ma'aminim. And not only do we believe, but we say v'chol ma'aminim shukel emuna. That Hashem is Baruch, we believe in Him and He believes in us. And Kel Emunah means that He's a faithful God. Kel Melech Ne'eman. And then the words continue, the song. Haboichein uboideik ginzei in the stars. Chol ma'aminim shuboichein kloyos. That Hashem examines, inspects, ginzei nistaris, all that's hidden deep within us. We could hide from other people, but Hashem is boichin uboide ginzei nistaris. And there are many other sentences like that, all depending upon the Baal Tefila, the Chazan. There are many, many other sentences like that that we sing with great excitement. And we actually sound, depending upon the choice of the nigunim, we're zoche here in Eish Kodesh to have wonderful, wonderful Heilige Baalei Tefila, Chazanim, and the nigunim are uplifting and exciting. But the emes is, it's a pachad, to stand before the king, the only one who's boichin uboide ginzei nistaritz. In Yisrael sir ish b'mistarim v'anilo arenu nu'um Hashem. Even the people who always daven in the back of the shul or daven at home or in the Ezra Snoshim hiding someplace. The game is over, Chavah. Hashem is boichin uboide ginzei nistaritz. Or those who don't daven at all. So what's the simcha? Well, the simcha mazu oiso. And in a few minutes we're going to sing with Yaakov. Well, Hashem, it's already many, many years. Yaakov, I saw you before. Yaakov. Must be already 29 years. I don't know, from the beginning we're together. I mean, we go back long before that, but here in Shul. We're going to sing L'Shamar L'Arina V'Lat Tefila. And we're going to be happy. And we're going to be excited. L'shmor al arina v'la tefila. And in that piyut of l'shmor al arina v'la tefila, There's a sentence that I was thinking about. Droishna darshacha b'darsham panecha. Seek out those who seek you. Droishna darshacha b'darsham panecha. Seek out those who seek you. When they seek your presence. B'darsham panecha. When they are looking for you. Hashem, you look for those who are looking for you. Look for those who are looking for you. Seek the ones out who are seeking you. Hidarish lomo mishmei ma'inecha. Be accessible to them. I didn't translate this, I looked it up. Be accessible to them from your place in Shammai. Ulishavas chinunam al talim aznecha. And to the cry of their supplication, don't close your ears. L'shmoyel arina v'latfila. Hear our cry and hear our tefillas. So listen, Chavra, this is what I'm thinking. A way to come in. Maybe it's only for me, but I'm inviting all of us to come to try. Ech niftach peh, a way to open our hearts and open our mouths to come in. Droishna darshecha b'darsham penach. We are the srutim, we are the scarred and wounded of this past year who have survived. And despite all of the hester upon him, despite the fact that you are so unbelievably hidden, and the world is crazier than it ever has been, despite that many of the people who are sitting in this Beis HaMedrash are unbelievably broken by things that they've been through this past year, either themselves, their children, their marriages, parnasa, health, chula. Rabbi Shalom is still here seeking your presence. We showed up, we're here. We're still mavakshim panecha. Even though there's such a hest upon him, we're still mavakshim panecha. And I believe with all of my heart that even the guy on Main Street, why did he want to tell me what he was learning? Why did he want to talk over? Why did he all of a sudden want to talk over the Gemara Rashi Tosfos? Why did he need to tell me that he was screaming, and Hashem didn't answer? Unless he's still seeking God's presence, unless he's still screaming, unless he still cares, because it hurts him, because he loves the Baruch Shalom and it hurts him. So despite all the hestapan and all the disappointments, we're still mavakshim panach. Therefore, it's mutter for us, and we have no reason to feel embarrassed or ashamed. Even though Luch Hashem and Tzedakah, we'll on the basis upon we're ashamed of our affairs. And we're master kisadin. But we could ask Hashem, Droishna darshecha, b'darshan panecha. Aye, we just said, v'lonu basis upon him. How dare we say, we're the ones we can lift up our faces. Ech nois paneinim. How we can lift ourselves and look at you in the eyes. And then we're saying, Droishna panecha b'dorsha panecha. How dare we? And what happened to this kedalim, kerashim, Droishna darshecha b'dorsha panecha? So I told a couple of the chaver and a chabur a few weeks ago that it was this time of the year, the Yimei HaRatzon, and the Kodesh Kadoshim, Rabbi Arla Belzis, Lucy Yelena. Was saying over, almost every day he was saying over some Torah, not in Chassidus, but some Torah, some Pilpulim from the Chiddush HaRim and Bava Kama. Now, I don't know how many have ever been zoicha to learn the Chiddush of Bava Kamo or Chiddush of Manshas. The pilpulim of the Chiddushim are marvelous arai. And Chevra over there from the Chassidim noticed that the Rebbe had a habit of doing that, and they remembered from previous years that Yidavke, the Belz Rebbe would say over and would talk about with tremendous love and affection, the Chiddushim and all of Shas is gewaldig. Who says such pilpulim like the Chiddush HaRim? But especially Bava Kama, the Chiddush HaRim and Bava Kama is gewaldig. And they noticed that there was a pattern, that the Rebbe had something with Chiddush HaRim and Bava Kama and Hashas. And apparently one of the older Chassidim got up the nerve to ask him, Rebbe, we all know it's a great sefer, the Chiddush HaRim and Hashas, but and Bava Kama, but What's the Rebbe referring to? Now, some of you might have heard that the Belzer Rebbe was mamish meshigah in love with every Jew, even the biggest rishon. And there's a reason why he chose to, after the Milchama, that he chose to live davke in Tel Aviv, and there are many stories of that time, and he really didn't want to move to Yerushalayim. He wanted to be there in Tel Aviv, with the Eden over there. So the Belzer Rebbe was asked by this elderly chassid Rebbe, what's with the Chiddush HaRim Bava Kama? And the Rebbe said the following. He said, sometimes it's so hard for me. I see a Jew who is like Oivan Ervi Aver Deraisid Rabbanim. And you know, and it looks like it's such a lahachis. And with such chutzpah, a merit, a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm trying so hard with all of my strength to find some sort of a pshat in this yid. To find some way to be melamed chus on this yid. And I have found that when I learned the Chiddush HaRim on Bava Kama, that it fine-tunes the koach of pilpul in my brain. Because the mind of the Chiddushim and the way that he's able to find a mahalach in a sugya in Bava Kama is unique. And it helps me when I look at these Jews. Because there are Jews that in order to see how beautiful they are, you have to have a tremendous koach of pilpul. We all know people like that. There are some people that look at us like that. You need to be a big lamdan to be melamed chus on this yid. And we know from the Belzer Rebbe that there were people that everybody else was already saying on these people. You're not allowed to say in a Jew, but they were saying Yemach Shemoy and Arosh Marusha. And the Belzer Rebbe had on every single, even when the cars were going in Tel Aviv on Shabbos, and someone would say something, he would say, what are you talking about? It's not Jewish, I'm a stammer. They're going to the hospitals because nefesh, if the davni should be having Yeshua. That's how he was. And the Chassidim were like, I get roll their eyes. Oh, this guy, everybody in Tel Aviv is driving to the hospital. So the Belzer Rebbe said, the Chiddushim is able to look at steers, at contradictions. Muridic contradictions. Two gemaras that can't come together. That simply cannot be brought together. Two Rashis, two Taisvasim, that they simply don't stim. And Chiddushim is able to somehow find a mahal. And there are so many Jews whose lives are filled with contradictions, including us. And there are many, many kashas, many, many deep questions that can be asked about our lives. So we say, Rabbi Shalom, let's come back to Elavi Nivelati. Rabbi Shalom, we're asking you, Droish na Dershacha. Droish na Dershacha.
Midarshan Panacha, Rabbi Shlomo, in all due respect, again, I'm afraid to say these words, but just in the way that Tzaddikim taught us to daven, Rabbi Shlomo, in all due respect, it's not simple to understand you. And from the time that I'm able to understand the English language, or a little bit of Hungarian, or a little bit of Yiddish, and to hear crying and nightmares that came from my parents' room, I had many, many kashas, and there are many, many steers between the things that we read and we believe in and we've been waiting for and the things that we see in our lives. But here we are, Mevakshim Panecha. We have all kinds of pilpula. Each one of us, we're able to somehow put it together and to get up the next day and come and say, Ashrei Yoshvei V'Yisachar. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Aye, there are million steers. There are images in our minds. There are so many things that we don't understand about you, Rabbeinu Shalom, but we say such pilpulim like the Chiddush Harim and Bava Kama. Each one of us says alumnus. Somebody says you could go to a shivul or aleinu, and you see somebody that you can see five children, and they lost a mother that's 40 years old. And that somehow they're putting it together and they're saying Kaddish. And people are saying to them different tretlach. You know, the Rambam says like this, and you know, the Svasema says like that, and the Rapsodik says like this, and Rabbi Nachman says like that, and the Chofetz Chaim says like this, and the Vilna Gaon says like that. And somehow the kids get up and they continue on being Jews. It requires big pilpula. You have to have a mind of a Chiddush Harim and Bava Kama. So we're coming and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying the following. Ein achinami, we're embarrassed, we're ashamed. Belonu boisha sapon. Ein achinami. And ein meilid, yoyishu mu magid pesha. And all the malachim are amaratzim. And there's no malach that can be a meilid, yoyishu with a person like me. Because the malachim are amaratzim. The malachim are not the Chiddush Harim or the Belzereb. So ein malach melitz yosha, there's no melitz yosha mul magid pesha. And according to the malachim, avala shemim anachnu. Guilty as charged. But Rabbi Shalom, you created the Chiddush Harim's mind. And therefore it must be that if you're able to create such a mind, it must be that you're even a bigger Baal Pilpul than the Chiddush Harim himself. It must be you're a bigger lamdan. Bershom, you're even a bigger lamdan than the Rogachev. It must be, no? He created the Rogachev. It must be, he's a bigger lamdan than Rabbi Chaim Brisk, a bigger lamdan than the Vilna Gaon. He created this tzaddik. So therefore, we're going to sing in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Kol Ma'aminim, Haboichinu Boide Ginzei Nestaros. Rabbi Shalom, you're a Kel Emuna. We trust you. We have faith in you. We trust you and we have faith in you that even though we look at ourselves and we're disgusted and we are embarrassed, but we trust in you that you're able to be boichinu boide ginze nestaris, that you're able to seek out those who seek you. Because we're lomdim and we find the good in you. And we believe in you, And despite everything, we haven't stopped believing in you. Even though the whole world, we still believe in you. And with the few that are left that still keep mitzvahs, still daven, still learn. It's not perfect, but we're doing our best. Because we have this pilpul and we have this lomdus that we're darshan panecha. So therefore, in that schus, we're asking you, dreishna darshecha. Adarabba, we're asking you to be boichinu boideg ginzei nistaros. Look deeply inside of me. And you know when you look deeply inside of me that I really didn't want to do those things that I did that were wrong. I did not want to do those things. And I really did want to daven better. I really wanted to talk nicer to my kid, to my wife. I really wanted to be a better Jew. Adirabba, you could be boichinu boideg ginzei nistaros. Because kivyochol, Rabbi Shalom, we do that with you. Who's more nista, achein atakel mistata? Who's more hidden than you? And we're not boichinu boideg ginzei nistaros? The Jew on Main Street that's yelling about the Nazis after 40, 50 years, he's yelling still and screaming about the airplanes. Because it hurts him, because he loves you. Now he doesn't have his head covered, and he maybe didn't put on tefillin that day over his numbers, I don't know. But he hasn't stopped seeking your face. As Panecha Hashem Avakesh, he hasn't stopped looking for you. And we also haven't stopped looking for you. Because here we are. So let's read the end of Sirutim. So here we are, we're coming to coronate you. Not in England, although there are Jews in England that are doing that. We're coming to coronate Melech Malchei Emlochim. V'lo to'ar, v'lo to'ar lonu, v'lo hadar. There's nothing beautiful about us. U'b'chol zos onu anachnu mi'izim, b'chutzpah lo k'tana. And despite that, we have the azizponim and chutzpah, lo k'tana. Lit akesh, to be stubborn. Shegam anachnu, even us. Ha'ekev ha'sarut v'amuchurats, the heel of history that's scarred and wounded. Im kol kitnu teinu, with all of our pettiness and smallness. V'tzliu teinu, and our limping. Unufilo teinu ha'kroniot, and our chronic failures. Gam anachnu chayelim shelcha. We're also enlisted, we're still your soldiers. Bleed that go to Tarim. Okay, maybe we don't have any rank, or we don't have any titles of general or whatever in your army. Rak zoichalim b'shuchais. I can't say that in Ivrit. Rak zoichalim b'shuchais, we're crawling in the trenches. And we're crawling back to you. Tzad achat tzad, in the trenches, one step at a time. La'at. Mul esh v'kadurim. And we're facing fire, meaning bullets and bombs that are coming our way in the world at this time in history. Shekol hazman nurim v'lo nois n'manoach. The fire doesn't stop. The shooting doesn't stop. The bombing doesn't stop. But we're in the trenches. We're still moving. We're still heading to Shereich Yerushalayim. We're still moving. Zarech l'melech malkeinu. We're crawling to you, our King. V'mein lanu degel anois hisbar. And if we're not carrying any big flag, as nerid as amitpachas as atzif meirosh, we take off our scarves, our headpieces, whatever. And we're waving our yarmulkes, our hats, our shtreimels, our sheitloch, our tichloch. We're waving our yarmulkes at you. We're waving. V'nitzak b'kol godel u'poshet. And we're screaming out with a great scream. In a simple way, ad shehagaron yisareif, until our throats are burning, and we're screaming, Yechi Adoneinu HaMelech Le'olam. Kyonu skulasecha, va'ata Elokeinu. Onu amecha, va'ata Malkeinu. Onu mamirecha, va'ata mamireinu. Onu azei pon, va'ata rachum mechadun. Espanecha Hashem nevakas. So let me just end with a woman's story. One of the Talmidim of Navardik, a big Talmud Chachem, not well known, his name was Rav Yosef Castel. Him and a couple of his chaverim in Navardik, that Navardik was not a chassidish yeshiva. But him and a couple of the chaver decided that they wanted to go shavuos to be in the presence of the Divrei Shmuel, who's going to the Shalom Rabbi. They didn't have a kopek, a penny to their names, and they walked all the way to Shalom.
It took a long time to get there. By the time they got there, their shoes were finished and their legs, their feet were bleeding and swollen until they got this long for shoes. And this Rabbi Yosef said that they went into the Tish by the Divrei Shmuel. And the Divrei Shmuel started to scream in the middle of the Tish, Kesei Yitn Lucha Hashem Elokeinu. Malachim Hamoidei Malim Am Chisrael Kibbutzei Mata. They didn't hear those words in Nevardik. And the Rebbe was screaming, Kesei Yitn Lucha. The Jewish people give you the crown. They place the crown on your head. Hashem Elokeinu. Malachim Hamoidei Malim. The Malachim above only can do that. Am Chisrael Kibbutzei Mata. With the Jewish people who are living, who are dwelling here, Kibbutzei Mata, and the Rebbe began to scream, Mata, 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 a dozen times, Kibbutzei Mata. And then he said, Af Anoshim Shveilim Mo'oid, even Jews who are the lowest Jews, Shehei Mata, 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 down, below, 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 Af Al Piche, nevertheless, the highest malachim in Shemayim cannot touch the crown or put the crown on God's head, cannot sing Shira to the Rebbeinu Shalom until even these Jews of Mata, Mata are placing the crown on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's head. Kesi Yitn Lucha. And this Rav Castel said that the words of the Divrei Shmuel penetrated so deeply into their hearts that he went with his chaverim from the Vardik and a couple of chassidim, even though they didn't have shoes on their feet and their feet were torn to pieces. He said, we danced for hours and hours, and I haven't stopped thinking of those words. Kesi Yitn Lucha Hashem Elokeinu. Malachim Hamoyne Mal Mam Chisel Kavutzei Mata, Mata, Mata. So, chaver, here we are, Kavutzei Mata, Mata, Mata. You can add as many matas as you feel are necessary. But kesei yitn lecha. Kesei yitn lecha. Anu amecha. Anu banecha. The Baruch Hashem should help. He should be zayich mitzvah Hashem, each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. To be nechta, menechta, besifin, shal tzadikim, gemura, mamish. That we should be zayich with all of Klai Yisrael. This should be the soif and the kates of all the tzaras of the Jewish people, bechlal, and each one of us befrat. That Hashem should be memale mishalas libeinu, each one of us, every Jew in the world, letoiva mamash. That we should be zarechim as Hashem to stand up, not to crawl. V'huyah lecheinu kol miyus la'atzeinu. V'dugla shma amitish mehevi amin amin v'amin.